Bulawayo resident Thomas Ngara, one of the thousands in the country, who now eats out a living through vending illegally on the streets of Zimbabwe's second biggest city. The 32-year-old Ngara says he has been vending for over 5 years now after losing his job at one of the textile companies that had gone into liquidation. Although the money he gets from selling mobile recharge cards and cigarettes is increasingly becoming inadequate for the upkeep of his unemployed wife and 2 children, Ngara says he has no choice but to remain in his state as there is virtually no alternative because there are no jobs in the country. His colleague, Douglas Dure, laments the same, adding, if things continue the way they are, he won't be able to put food on the table for his family or to send his children to school. Dure says on the streets there is a mix, with some vendors being degreed and others having completed various levels of secondary and high school education.
There isn't much else we can do because jobs are difficult to get, and this is what is compelling us to be vending on the streets. But in reality, there is nothing going. Things are getting worse by the day. Money is not circulating. It looks like the few who have the money keep it to themselves.
Musa Wenkwe Sinyoni is the president of the Bulawayo province of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Association, or the CHEA. Nyoni, who has been buying and selling clothes for nearly 13 years, told Studio 7 that in the past she would realize good returns from her business, but now she hardly breaks even because more and more people have changed the trade, with clients becoming fewer by the day, as most people have little or no disposable income due to the prevailing economic problem. She says the organization has thousands of registered members, but many of them are now failing to pay up their annual $6 subscription fee.
We had a huge membership base of about 10,000 people, but the problems that I face in my work as a trader are the same as those experienced by other members.
Nyoni says, although the country experienced serious economic problems during 2007-2008, marked by a shortage of goods due to hyperinflation, she feels those were better than now, as most people were still able to buy food from their own country. She says the current problems are different in that although there are plenty of goods, people have no money.
Life is getting really tough, and we are clueless as to what to do. And because more workers are losing their jobs, more people are resorting to vending on the streets. In the end, there will be no one to sell to.
The prevailing problems are cross-cutting, also affecting small to medium businesses, which in other countries have provided a basis for economic growth, even contributing to national coffers through taxes. Studio 7 tried to reach Kizanani Malara, the chairperson of the Bulawayo branch of the Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce, or ZNCC, to find out how businesses are coping. Although Malawa had initially agreed to an interview, he later said he was busy and also failed to respond to questions that he had asked to be sent to him. The organization's vice president for Material and Province, Christian Mugoba, also said he was busy. But the ZNCC recently called on the government to address the country's problems urgently, as further stalling could be catastrophic for the country. Regis Munyoro runs an electrical contracting company. He says his company is facing serious cash flow problems because of failure to get clients. He says the few clients he gets are finding it difficult to pay for services provided, adding that he may be forced to close shop if the current economic decay persists.
It's very difficult. It's very challenging.
The jobs we are getting, as compared to other years previously, we used to get a few jobs on a much regular basis. These days, it's very rare to get jobs. Even when we get the jobs, it's a hassle to get payment.
He says if left unchecked, the country's economic climate will lead to more company closures, which he says could ultimately affect the country's banking sector, resulting in total collapse. But Tambo says Zimbabweans are resilient and peace-loving people, and it doesn't foresee any unrest or peril. Tambo says the government needs to urgently revise policies like the indigenization law and, on the other hand, mend its relations with Western countries to attract the much-needed foreign direct investment to create jobs that will take the graduate vendors back into gainful employment. We see the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund having a major role to play in the recovery of the economy, like say Zimbabwe must first honor its debt and also get its priorities right by channeling any loans from the multilateral financial institutions into capital expenditure. But Tambo disagrees. It calls for Zimbabwe to declare itself a highly indebted poor country, or HIPIC, as one way of trying to get out of the current economic mess.
Yes, we are highly indebted, but we're not a poor country, as far as I'm concerned, because we've already admitted we have some of the biggest resources of literally anything that we can think about. Let's not take that route.
During the 2008 crisis, the government was quick to adopt the multi-currency regime when the nation was on the brink of unrest. Some observers say such turmoil could be a reality this time around if government does not explicitly divert the continuing crisis. It remains to be seen if the government will heed or hear the ordinary people's calls to channel energy towards economic revival and nothing more to save the country from total collapse. Reporting for CBS 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shala.